Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: متى أشفي غيظي إذا غضبت؟ أحين أعجز عن الانتقام فيقال لي لو صبرت؟ أم حين أقدر عليه فيقال لي لو عفوت؟
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam used to say, "If I am angry, when shall I vent my anger? When I am unable to take revenge, and it be said to me, better you endure, or when I have power to take revenge, and it be said to me, better forgive."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is that one cannot win over the hearts of people with money or clothes or wealth or status or material things. Rather, one can win over the hearts of the people via their personality, a personality which is connected to Allah, a personality which follows Allah's commandments and Islamic precepts. And so along these lines, dear friends, we see that in history, there was a group around Imam Ali alayhi salam who were extremely devoted to him right from the beginning. People such as Salman al-Muhammadi, or Salman the Persian, as he is known in some texts, or Abu Dhar al-Ghafari, or Ammar al-Yasir, or we have companions such as Kumail ibn Ziyad, or we have companions such as Maytham al-Tammar. All of these companions were devoted to Imam Ali alayhi salam right from the beginning. And it is interesting, but these were also all the companions of the Holy Prophet. And so because they were companions of the Holy Prophet, they saw how the Holy Prophet Muhammad treated Imam Ali, taught Imam Ali, educated Imam Ali, preferred Imam Ali, favored Imam Ali, and eventually chose Imam Ali to be his rightful successor based upon the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that this group of companions was extremely fond of Imam Ali and was most affectionately drawn towards Imam Ali. But was it his charm, or it was his jocosefulness, or was it his money, or his lavish lifestyle? No. It was Imam Ali's determination to stay upon the pure Muhammadan Islam, to stay upon the Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, and to follow the orders and commandments of Allah, which drew the affection of people towards him.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي ف فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
So whenever we hear the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we must always put the Prophet as not included amongst the people being talked about. This is an automatic rule that we were taught when we were studying. They never include the Prophet in this. When the Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I'm the best at this, except for the Prophet, because he is a servant of the Prophet. So this is an important rule to understand. Now, we come back to the same thing, and I always, as one who prepares lectures, comes up, I face the same difficulties, and that is, how do we begin to describe this great personality or talk about him? And I want to look at it for his life from his power of attraction and his power of repulsion. Yeah? What I mean by that? I mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam has that characteristic where he has the power to attract people towards him, and at the same time, he has the power to repel people away from him. Yes? That means he has this ability to make people love him and hate him at the same time. This is an art, my brothers and sisters. How you can be loved so much and how you can be hated so much. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us how to do this. And when we look at history, there is no other personality like Imam Ali alayhi salam who is loved as much and hated as much by people. Since the beginning, there were those who would give their lives for Ali ibn Abi Talib, but there were those who couldn't wait to kill Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that carries on till today. There are people like us that when the name of Ali is said, our hearts begin to beat faster. And there are people who the name of Ali is mentioned, they can't wait to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is till today. Huh? We were in Sham, and one of my friends there tells me that, in Sayyidah Zainab, there's no secret that there's as many, or if not more, Sunnah than there are Shia who gather in Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam and who live there. So one day they were having the wiladat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they had sweets laid out. And a Sunni man walked by, and again, these are not all Sunnis who are like this, but those who have that Wahhabi mentality have this automatic bughd, hatred in their hearts for Imam Ali alayhi salam. So he grabbed a candy, and he said, Shunul Munasibat, what is the Munasibat for today? And he says, Wiladat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He threw that candy like it was dirty. He said, I don't want this candy. Yeah? Why? Because he had the hatred of Imam Ali alayhi salam in his heart. And this is no secret.
Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali. Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali. Madar jaan girami fidae naam Ali.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیر المومنین رو بشناسی در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.